I'm Dr. George Knox. I'm 91 and a half, and I'm a practicing psychologist. Basically, I deal with anxiety, stress control, hypnosis, because now almost everybody is anxious.
Everybody but George Knox, who at 91 may be the oldest practicing psychologist in the country. But if you were to meet Dr. Knox, you might want to ask about stress fractures, pulled hamstrings, or the general health of his knees. Dr. Knox competes in ultra marathons, which are 62 miles from start to finish. Dr. Knox may be an inspiration to anybody who's ever made a New Year's resolution to get in shape. He's been a hypnotherapist in the town of Gahanna, Ohio, for more than half a century. He first went to work in Gahanna. Dr. Knox had two jobs, not wholly unrelated.
I was practicing both psychology and optometry. For a while, I had them both in the same office. And although most people would make an appointment, sometimes somebody would walk in and you wouldn't know whether they needed their glasses adjusted or whether they're having trouble with their wife. All the males in my family tree tended to die in their 50s and 60s from heart attacks. I had mine at 55, and in the hospital, I heard somebody say about five more years, and I didn't like that too well. So I began to think of what can I do to prolong that a little bit, and that was 36 years ago, so I did something right. I began jogging around our pool in the backyard, and I got tired of going in circles. So one day I decided I'm going to start running straight. So I put on my bedroom slippers and took off into the town of Gahanna. It wasn't long before police stopped me, and they didn't know whether I was being chased or chasing somebody, or maybe they thought I was kind of loony, and I said I wasn't chasing anybody, and nobody was chasing me. After I was in the upper 80s somewhere, I climbed a mountain and I got up to the top and it was real quiet and peaceful. Pretty soon I heard a rumbling and here a bus was coming up filled with senior citizens. And they came up and I mingled among them, especially since I was a senior citizen too. And then when it was time to leave, the people in charge started gathering up everybody. And so they told me, get back in the bus. And I said, well, I climbed up. And they wouldn't believe me. They tried to push me into the bus. And I said, look, I didn't get all sweaty like this riding up on a bus. Probably thought I was having senile delusions or something. I ran marathons and ultra marathons. One was 100 kilometers, 62 miles. I programmed ahead of time to myself how I would do it. You can go into a mild hypnosis, self-hypnosis, and you just feel like you're sort of floating along. And every so often you check in on the body, see if it's doing all right. The 62-mile run. It was at Scioto Downs in Columbus, a horse race place. It was all day. Actually, the others had quit, and it was getting dark at the end, and they gave me a flashlight. Finally, they found where they could turn on the big, glaring overhead lights, and a couple of cars came in thinking there was a horse race going on. They said, no, it's just an old man running round and round the track, and they left in disgust.
The foot problem recently curtailed George Knox's running, so lately he's been focusing on marathon stair climbing, and the doctor still practices hypnotherapy full-time in Ohio. Our story was produced by Karen Callahan and Sound Portraits Productions with help from Experience Works. To see Dr. Knox in action, that is running, and read his treatise, Anti-Aging, A Triple Approach to Longevity, visit our website, npr.org.